Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm so pumped that we actually fell on the first day of this year. So excited about this year, you guys. I'm going to talk today a little bit about the energies coming up for the year, but also a little bit about January, because I did not get to talk about January's energy in my energy update because I was so focused on the year ahead. So to get started, guys, to remind you, we talked about this in 2020. What I was really getting was that this is a decade of transformation. And so obviously in 2020 and 21, there's just been breaking down, reevaluating, forced inward, revealing truth, the shadow coming to the light, all this sort of energy. But it's been bringing up issues of restriction, of personal freedom, where your real power is, where what is the real truth. All of these sort of massive issues have been up. So going into 2022, the word they gave me was reinvention. And this is about having the courage to believe that the change we want is possible. Okay. This is about renewing our faith, our hope, and redirecting the energy. This is especially going to be manifesting in the springtime. Okay. And you're going to feel a little bit more grounded in 22. They're giving me this sense of like, I feel a little more like my feet are under me. Whereas in 2020 and 2021, it felt more like the rug could get pulled out from under me at any moment. They're giving me more of like, oh, I can stand on something. Something feels a little more solid. Okay. So starting the year with January, guys, January is still going to be, it's always this weird transitional energy month. It's like we're sort of letting go of the remainder of 2021 and 2020, and we're moving into a new space. So for this month, I want you to focus on three things. Number one, what am I letting go of? And number two, what do I want to bring in? And number three, what do I need to make more space for? And what that means is, let's say health is an issue, because they are showing me here that health is going to continue to be a theme. It always is in January. People are like, okay, you know, New Year's resolutions, but it's very important to build this, create space for your body to thrive is the best way I will say it. Create space for your spirituality. Create space for the career you want. And the way you do that is by letting go of the things, and this is going back to number one, is letting go of the things that are not in alignment with who you want to be and who you choose to be. And that's what we've gotten discernment about in the past 2 years. Who do you really want to be out in the world? Okay. And so in January, this is not a high, we've been in high speed. This month is not a high speed month in the sense of manifestations. They're showing me a very quick manifestation. It's going to start speeding up from February on. Okay. So just January is a great time to continue this sort of clearing out process. There's going to be an acceleration energy that you're really going to feel in February. I'm not really feeling it in January. So really pay attention to what you really want to build the foundation for. We've been building foundations, guys. Hopefully you have been. But this is so much about how what you think about and what you feel is going to manifest quickly. So if you're manifesting stuff, health issues, you got to know it's you, guys. You're not the victim here. It's you, okay? So this is a great opportunity this year to reinvent yourself and find your power. You know, I use this analogy. I did a great podcast with Cindy Jarvis. It's called You Equals Me. You guys can check it out. I have it on my blog and on my website. And we talked a little bit about the upcoming energies. But one of the things that came to me while we were talking, it was that feeling of like, you know, when for me, I went to new schools a lot. And when you go to a new school or you move, you get to reinvent yourself. You're not bound by what people thought of you in the past. Because I know for me, in high school, you guys, and this is hard to believe, I was very shy. I was very naive. I was very trusting. And I was very very insecure. And when I went to college in New York, I was like, oh, I don't have to be that person anymore. I can be strong. I can be powerful. I can be these things. And that's kind of the energy they're giving me for this year. So decide if you've been the victim in the past year, if you've had a lot of loss, if you've had a lot of health issues, reinvent yourself this year. Do not let those past things define this coming year. Okay. It's really important, guys. And use January to do that. Okay. It's a great month to call in peace and release fear and worry. There's this huge sense of relief they're giving me this year. So that's giving me the sense that they're showing me that COVID will by next fall. So there's still going to be this sort of stuff going on, but it's almost like as soon as the little kid vaccines come out, there's going to be this like opening up of energy. Okay. Don't let yourself get caught up in the fear. I know that a lot of people had Christmases canceled this year. You know, we stayed home and just had, our close family and, best friends here, very small group. And so we were all fine, but a lot of people are sort of getting the second wave of the COVID fear. But I'm seeing so many new solutions this year to old problems, and this is over the rest of the decade, but a lot of them are going to come in this year. This is a really new invention. Again, a reinvention. There's more inventions coming in this year and really exciting stuff, guys. These young people are coming in with really powerful energy, and this old way of greed and old power and, you know, fear-based, fear-mongering, this has to go, guys. And you have to contribute the peace, the calm, the knowing all as well, because the consciousness is raising. Guys, it's the highest it's been ever in the history of the planet. It's crazy. And we wanted to be here for this time. This is why we're here. So we need to keep contributing what we want to see in the world. And this is going to be really important because it's going to be our world by the end of this decade. Okay. Strong connections are going to be dominant this year. I love the year of twos. Those of you that know numerology, it's a 6 year, but it's 2-2-2. Okay. So when you see a two, that's always about partnerships. So partnerships in love, partnerships in business, partnerships is calling in your soul family. This has been building up. And if you have not found these people, this is a great year to do it. A lot of love connections, a lot of opening of doors, of new opportunities this year. So many cool medical solutions coming in. So those of you that have maybe been struggling with something for a long time, they're showing me a lot of medical solutions to stuff that they thought was uncurable, quote unquote. There's still be fear, guys. There's still going to be anger. There's still going to be divisiveness. Okay. It's very present in people, and you just got to, all you can control is you. And it's really challenging to remember that what I always say, you know, what would love do now? That's my favorite quote from Conversations with God. And when someone's angry, they're afraid, you know, and everybody's afraid. And most people don't know the laws of the universe, and most people don't feel safe. And there's been so much loss and survival fear up for people. So do your best to, even with people that disagree with you, try to find the compassion and love, guys, because you will feel better. It's not for them. It's for you, because that's who you really are, okay? There are going to be some disruptive forces this year, but it doesn't have to affect you. So they're showing me unpredictable weather patterns, more storms, possible earthquakes, okay? And this is just not just the U.S. I'm seeing it everywhere. Like, I'm not sure where the earthquake they're showing me away from the U.S. There could be one here in California, but maybe a small one. I don't see like mass destruction. I just see disruptive energy. Okay. And this is the part of the energies that we want to help calm, because the collective has been in massive disruption, and that's what's going to manifest a little bit for a lot of people this year. The elements that it's interesting. They brought this water and earth element again around the disruptive energy. Water is going with the flow. Earth is grounding. So these are the two energies we want to bring in this year to help us not get caught up in other people's storms. Okay. The general feeling of 2022 is very fast moving. There will be surprises. This is not going to be like dopey dopey do kind of year. Things are going to kind of come out of nowhere. But it is really the beginning of a really massive raise in consciousness. And they're showing me this from now to like 2025, like this 3 year process of massive upgrade. Okay. Last year was the sort of building of this, and this is really speeding up. So guys, if you're not looking at your stuff, if you have people in your life that have been ignoring their stuff, you've already seen it. Don't worry. It will get bigger, as Abraham Hicks says. And this is definitely going to be the pinnacle. Okay. Because you are in charge of your freedom. The illusion of other people having power over your experience must eradicate. Because here's the bottom line, whether you're for the vaccine, against the vaccine, afraid of COVID, not afraid of COVID, none of it matters. All that matters is what you think about and what you feel you're going to get. Period, the end. And if I believe that other people not getting the vaccine is going to harm me, then it will. Instead of, it doesn't have to harm me. You know, you guys know I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and my 6-year-old's vaccinated, but my 4-year-old can't get vaccinated and he has epilepsy. So there is a little fear that I had to work through and go, you know what? He's the creative experience. He's here to thrive. And it's all good. And really calming and soothing myself and not getting myself to a place of giving my power away. What do I want? Why do I want it? Okay. Try to engage the world in a new way is basically what I'm saying. Because if the past 2 years has taught you anything, you cannot depend on outside things to make you feel good. It's all about your internal journey. The other thing I'm seeing this year, guys, is a real fading away of this pandemic, which I think is so great. I do see it by fall 2022. I think there's going to be, you know, it's going to sort of fade. That's the way they show it to me. It's not going to like disappear. It's going to fade slowly. You know, the collective manifested COVID, and it's through that survival fear, that division energy. And so if you're not a match to that energy, you're not going to attract it, guys. So just remember that. And if you do attract it, that's okay. Disease is caused by dis-ease. So in order to heal, you have to find your own personal well-being. And hopefully you can find that this year, guys. And remember, I always said this since the beginning of time, you continue to blame, your life stays the same. It's too easy right now to blame outside forces. So I love this quote. I put it in my update because I love it so much. You are so free, you can choose bondage. You are so free, you can allow well-being or disallow wellness and end up with illness. In other words, the choice is so much yours as an individual that only freedom could be the way of expressing it. So you guys are free. Let's live in our best life in 2022. I'm so excited to take callers. So guys, I'm going to call out because I don't have a producer like this show. I'm going to call out your area code. Please listen and let me know what I can help you with this year. We're happy to do generals. Also, guys, I am doing a special this in January for 30-minute year ahead reading for $100. You can email me at Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com if you want to set yours up. I still have slots left. Yay. All right, let's get this party started. First, I have 814. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, great. Hi. Thanks for calling. How can I help you today?
Could I get a general, please?
Sure, sure. Okay, so the first thing they're showing me is stress and anxiety in your body. Your body needs a break is on a physical level. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me now that you actually have very strong intuition. They're showing me as a child, actually, you had very, very strong connection. But you've really moved away from it. You don't trust yourself. And they really want you to, they're showing me meditation for you is actually, do you meditate? Do you have a meditation practice?
No. Do you, like, sometimes I hear you tell people a different way to meditate. Is there just, am I supposed to really, is the best way for me just the old school way?
Well, what I would say to you is, for you especially, I would get you in a receiving place. So when you meditate, instead of like most people, regular meditating is just quieting your mind, maybe listening to a sound, rain, you know, white mm-hmm. noise, whatever, which is great if you can do that. Your mind is very active, okay? So mm-hmm. what I would do for you to start is go, I'm listening, and try to receive guidance as opposed to just quieting your mind. I would get yourself in a receiving mode and start to write. You need to be journaling. You need to be meditating. You have a lot of stuff coming through you that you're not allowing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me something around money here. Is there a money issue?
Not usually. Right now there kind of is.
Okay.
And I'm kind of up. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm kind of in a situation where I don't know. I get assistance for where I live, and mm-hmm. I'm supposedly going to be having to give, like, a notice at the end of this month, but yet I haven't even heard yet if I'm getting this assistance, so I think that might be something that...
Yeah, there's a little bit of this wanting to move you into a powerful place around money. And there's this sense of, like I said, you're not in your full, because you're like, oh, they're in control of my money. Mm-hmm. Someone else is in control of this money. And they just want that awareness of like, I'm bringing in the money. This or something better. You know, I want you to sort of take control back and decide.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite is this or something better. Because there's a sense of you, I see you as a, you're very powerful at manifesting money when you're clear. You're really good at it,
mm-hmm.
more than most people. Okay, so they're saying just you got to shift the power perception around the money stuff. Hold on, there's one more thing here for you, Linda. One second. Linda, okay, what does she need? Okay, so they're showing me you're going to move. Are you going to be moving this year? Because they're showing me travel, moving, or some sort of...
I hope not.
Well, they're showing me some sort of either for work traveling or moving somewhere. There's something where you're moving a location on a journey somewhere, and it's physical journey. So just this is this year. This is just for 2022. It could be at the end of the year. I don't know when. But they are showing me a journey somewhere where you're going somewhere else. Maybe not. Maybe just for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they're showing me really important, Linda, is you got to open your heart. There's a sense of you really guarding your heart and protecting your heart, and this is going to keep you from receiving. I've talked about this before on the show. It's so counterintuitive, but you've definitely have some wounding around the heart center, some disappointment, some loss, and they really want you to sort of open that up and allow yourself to receive. It's really focusing on the receiving because you don't know your power as a creator. And part of it is opening your heart and opening to receiving. If you can put that as your intention and your focus.
Yeah. I've always been like this. Like I just don't trust.
Yeah. I get it.
So it's hard for me to let, like, you know, I feel like I'm always disappointed. Like no one's never not disappointed me, you know?
100%. Listen, I wrote that book. I totally get it. Like I always said, I said to my husband, I definitely have the trust issues, so I resonate. I would say everyone has a pit and they're going to fall in it and they're going to try to drag me down mm-hmm. with them. You know what I mean? Like that has been my experience since I was a kid. And then when I decided to go, oh, wait a second. I get what I believe, you know, and I had a lot of evidence. You know, I had a lot of evidence. My mom disappointed me. My dad disappointed me. I mean, everybody disappointed me or abandoned or whatever. And the truth is I went, wait mm-hmm. a second, I have to take control of this. And that's what I'm asking you to do because everything you want is when you go, all that disappointment made you desire the opposite. And so that really strong desire. And when I tell you right now that the people in my life don't disappoint me, they show up for me. You know, because I finally showed up for myself. And so this is this opportunity this year to really turn this around for you and really let in the things you've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And also I said this too, like you can attract different sides of people, you know, too. Like there'll be somebody that, you know, when alignment, I attract the best from everybody. They might not come through mm-hmm. for someone else, but they'll come through for me. You know, so you just want to light up your energy to go, I love the idea of having support and love and people that come through for me. I'm ready to come through for me. So that's the energy I would focus on for you because you can do this. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Happy New Year. Next, I have 651. 651. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Linda in Minnesota.
Linda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
I would like a general.
Okay.
Happy
Done
New Year.
A lot of good work. Thank you. You too, sweetheart. Okay. So there is something here that you're holding on to that a little stubbornly. There's some energy here that you're like, you know, like I was just talking with Lisa about like, I have all this evidence and it's true. So I don't want to let it go. Do you know what this is?
No, no. I don't think okay, so. Well, the only thing coming to mind is my challenges with my son and him not showing up, not being, just ignoring me.
Okay.
I'm making some progress.
Right. So this is where we're going. Yeah. So you're still going. My story is, no matter what I do, and I need him to for me to feel okay.
Yes.
So that's the old attachment that you need to let go of. So the first thing is, we talked about this before, Linda, I'm going to tell you again. Your job is to love him where he is and to go, I don't need you. I want you in my life. I love you. You chose me as your mother. I would love a relationship. When you're ready, open your doors and your windows energetically and let him come to you. You know, I look at it like a wild animal. You know, the more you chase it, the more it's running from you, you know? So you have to go, I'm creating a space of calm, of peace, of love, so magnetic, but I don't need him to come. I'm just inviting him when his soul is ready. And you really got to shift that power because you got to stop going to him and you got to find that love. You got to love him even though he's not giving you what you want.
Right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and you're hurt. And you're sad.
Yes.
But remember how people treat you is less about you and more about them. So if you light up that love, that acceptance, that peace, that willingness to go, I love you no matter what. I love you. Because I get emotional. That's your truth, Linda.
Yes. I do love him no matter what.
No matter what. And that's very powerful energy. And he will feel that. But you got to practice that. Because the more you need him, the farther he goes.
I know.
I know.
And even energetically, it's just phenomenal to me. Because I know the last 2 years for sure, maybe since 2019 when I ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. You know, he is like, I can tell, it's like, oh, my God, you are, like, totally going out of your way to not use the word mom or mother or to refer to me as mom or mother. It's like you don't even want to explain that. You know, and
it's painful.
That's hurtful, but it's
but here's
it's
the truth.
Very painful.
You are his mother, and he did choose you.
I am his mother.
And he did choose you. And you are both.
And
this is both of your path. I was explaining to my son yesterday, we were watching Kung Fu Panda, this movie, okay? And the panda is adopted. Basically, his parents, tried to protect him and to hide him from this, war, and he got adopted, and my son was very emotional about this. He didn't understand, and through the movie, they explain how this was his path, that he would have never become who he needed to be if this hadn't been his path, and I love this message of the movie, because this is both on your path. He's your teacher, and you're his, and you have to take care of your side of the street and go, what do I want and why? I want to love my son. I want a wonderful relation with him. Show me the path there, universe. Show me how to open up this stream, because it's possible. And believe it or not, it's what he wants too.
Well, and I do. I'm triggered because I know that he's holding a judgment about being raised by a blind woman. And I'm in my energy medicine training. I'm in my second year, and the second year teacher is like, my goal for you at the end of this year to be able to say that losing your eyesight was the best thing that ever could have happened
that's
to
right.
you.
That's right. Well, it's what you
and that's
where,
and
it's
that,
hard to
that's
know
what's
that.
In front of me.
Yes, yes. And I think this is such a massive healing potential for you, and his resentment will soothe, as you can't worry about what he thinks about you. You only can worry about what you think about him, and that you did the best you could.
Yes.
And that all your job is to love this person. And I guarantee you, if you light this up and release your need for him to change, to make you happy, it will shift. It's a guarantee.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
It's so great to connect with you again. Thank you. Bless you.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. You too.
Happy New Year.
You too. Next, I have 505.
Oh, hey, Nadia. Happy New Year. Hey, Nadia.
Hi. Is it Phyllis? Yes. Hey, I know your voice. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, yeah, Happy New Year. Well, I'm ready to get moving. And what I wanted to get clarity on is starting my business And I'm on the offense as far as channeling, because I've always channeled, especially when I've written fiction and doing photography. It's just like I never understood that other people don't do that naturally. So I just want to get if there's anything I need to know as far as clarity on what kind of business I want to start, because I was fooling around with doing straight channeling, but is that what I want to do for people?
Yeah.
I do want to help people with their businesses and their image and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that, you know, what they're showing me here is that it's the path is laid, but you want to open to it being lit up, because what they need you to decide is I am 100% committed to using all my gifts and talents to feel fulfilled, to uplift others and create the abundance I want. And they're showing me here, there's going to be a couple pots. Meaning you're not a one pot girl. Does that make sense to me? Like you have a lot of talent and you know, you're going to have a passive income here. You're going to have this there. Like they're showing me that your one thing is not going to satisfy you. Okay. So they're showing me here that get very clear on what your intention is, because they're showing me it will light up very quickly for you, this path of what you're asking for. And it will be all of it. The channeling will be part of it, but I absolutely see you as in a leadership position, okay? And what they're saying to me is, believe it or not, this career is going to be something that you would never imagine. So let us bring it to you of you don't even know stuff that's inside of you yet. You just started to tap into it. And so they're really saying, get clear on what you want and why, and let us light the way for you.
Okay, because there's been a couple of little things. You know, I went and did some film set photography, and, you know, it's okay, but I'm not a transactional photographer, and I want to do a beautiful thing. Anyway, and then I was telling the person, you know, I could help you promote this if you let me do your Instagram, but then they never set up the Instagram, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, I just feel like I'm not going to push that, you know.
Right. You don't want to push. What you want to get clear on is what makes you feel powerful, what makes you feel good. And, you know, even for me, like I started in music when I was young, and I never really felt powerful in music because I always felt like I was giving my power away. Like I had to depend on other people in order for me to feel powerful. And in this work, it was never like that. So it came to me very easily because I was always in my power. Cause I was like, oh, I'm in the channel. It's the channel. It's the channel. It's not me. And through this work, I found my power in music. So I feel like it's going to be similar with you, where you have to find your power and then let the career find you. It will be so obvious because it said you have multiple talents. You have many things you could do. So it's about let the universe bring you the way to bring them together. It will bring, they're saying to me, we will bring you the opportunity. You don't need to chase it.
Okay. And just real quick, I'm going to this thing in Arizona next month. It's like a free weekend for starting your business. It's for women veterans. And I thought, that sort of just came up. You go into doubt. Is this just a waste of my time? What am I going to go there and say?
Well, and this is what I say is you go and you set your intention, Phyllis. You got to go, I get to decide. I want to get a gift out of this. I want to give a gift out of this. I want to get an aha moment. I want to make connections that I'm supposed to make. Set your intention, because I do get a yes, you going.
Yeah, that's what my initial intuition was. Oh, absolutely, I'm going to this.
Yes, but set your intention of what do you want to get out of it. And this is what, we talk about getting ahead of it. Instead of going, I don't know, and I'm going to be disappointed, and I don't know, am I wasting my time? Instead of giving that energy, go, what does that make me know I want? I want clarity this year. By the end of this year, I want to be, where do I want to be by the end of this year?
Okay. So that resonates to really set my intention. I just feel a little bit awkward going into something that might be kind of conservative or something, and I'm having all this, you know.
But you get to go, bring me the people that aren't. Bring me my people.
Okay.
You know, like when I went to graduate school for psychology, I was like, oh, no. You know what I mean? I'm weird. I'm not a normal psychology person. And I remember I turned around, and if my girlfriend is listening, she's gorgeous, Black woman. I love her so much. And I turned around. I was like, she's going to be my friend. And we're still friends to this day. It's been a long time now. But I saw her and I was like, I love her. Okay. Someone will light up for you and you're going, they're going to be my person through this whole process, you know? And you know, that's what I feel like. It's like you find your people. And I just remember seeing her and she's an introvert. So I, you know, adopted her as my friend. And you're going to be like, you're my friend. Let's go. Let's have fun. Let's make this fun. Who cares what they're doing? You know? Cause yes, there's going to be a mixed energy. There's going to be a mixed energy there, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thanks for reminding me, because I know this. I create, I manifest, and
yeah,
I create what I want.
Yeah, sure.
So
I know. It's hard. We get wrapped up in reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Phyllis. Happy New Year.
Okay, thanks, Nadia.
Bye, you too. Next, I have 415. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. This is Paula, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hi, Paula. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. This has been great. I resonate with everybody so far and everything that you've said, because this does seem like an exciting year. A lot of light. I feel really,
it's very powerful. Yes.
Yeah.
Love this.
I guess I have a lot of things going, but a general, I think, would, let's see what the main thing is.
I got to tell you, this is really good. I really see a good energy for you right now. The two things that are your challenge, number one, they are showing me an absolute new beginning for you in a massive way this year. Massive, massive, massive. So this is like new people, new place, new job, something very new. Okay. What you want to keep working on is staying in your power when things get overwhelming. Because they're showing me a speeding up for you. And as soon as things start to get overwhelming, you start to go inward and you know, like the whole thing starts to break down. So they're saying use January to prepare yourself for a speeding up. Okay. There's a lot of opportunities coming in this year for you. Okay.
Great.
There's a sense of, have we talked about this before, of like other people get this and I don't?
Yeah.
Okay. They're showing me here that this is what you really want to let go of fully, of like, no, it's my way. I always talk about this. My friend is writing, one of my clients here is writing an amazing book about the courage to walk your path. My path has not been the regular path, and neither is yours. So I can look at other people till I'm blue in the face, but their path is not my path, you know? And so it's really getting clear that you're not too late. You haven't missed your opportunity. This is your path. And you get to walk it this year, but you need to let go this month of falling out of your power and anything comparing yourself to other people.
Yes. And where that is with dealing with my brother for,
speaking
your
truth.
Exiting and exiting, you know, the business with him so that I go my way, he goes his way. That's where it is. And it's speaking your truth
without fear, and I hate to say this, but it's like a toddler, you know, my son, my 4-year-old, he knows if there's a little back window open, you know what I mean? He knows if I'm not 100% clear that he can't have that cookie, he's getting that cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to be really clear of like, hey, we're done. I love you. You can be mad. We're not having a cookie. You know, it's really finding that clarity inside yourself, Paul. That's where your power is. You guys, I have to recommend the Brené Brown's new book, Atlas of the Heart. I just got it. And it really goes through the emotions. You know, like Abraham Hicks has the emotional scale. This goes through the emotions. And it's really a wonderful guide to go, because one of them is dealing with other people, comparing yourself to others. It goes through all of this stuff. And it's just such a great awareness to go, oh, I do that. You know, oh, I'm still doing that. And it's mucking up my vibration. I'm still afraid of my brother. I'm still afraid of their reaction. You know, and with clarity, you're not afraid. You go, oh, I have clarity. And if they're mad, they're mad. So that's your job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm getting there. You know, I'm on the path, you know, because the dealing with them has gotten, you know, in the past, I would totally give my power away and feel totally deflated. But now I'm not. I just hold. I hold firm is really holding the high moral ground, you know, and just, and hold to,
yeah,
like,
hold to
you
your
know,
truth,
not like me.
To your truth.
Yeah.
And what's best for you, because actually what's best for you is also best for him. And
yeah.
But that's the clarity you need to remember, you know?
Okay.
And get there before you talk to him. Get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Paula.
Yep. Thank you.
Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Next I have 626. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Charlene in California.
Hey, Charlene.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. How can I help you?
Thanks. I have a specific question. I've
sure.
talked to you about this before. My son is going to be going into a surgery,
right.
and he
mm-hmm.
previously, you said he was not
for
in alignment
jaw,
with
right?
it.
For his jaw.
Yeah, and okay. we've tentatively scheduled it for in 5 weeks in the beginning of mm-hmm. February, but and he
good.
Has said
I get
yes,
a yes,
but I want
it. This is good.
Okay,
I get a
so
yes
he,
on it. This is good.
He's
yeah.
in alignment for that
he's
time.
He's much more balanced. He's much more balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a. It's so funny. They're showing me a lot of paperwork for this surgery here. That's a little. Does he? It's funny. He's showing me. They're showing me some anxiety around the. You know how you when you sign the paperwork, they're like you could die under anesthesia and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're showing me that there's still some anxiety there for him around that, like the
okay.
fear. You know what I'm saying when you sign those papers.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. They're showing me this other thing coming in here. I'm not sure what this is. Mm. Yeah, your son's still – there's still a lot of fear, a
yeah.
strong desire for the solution, okay? So if you can – because they are showing me that there's almost like another solution, another – like if this doesn't solve it 100%, there's something right behind it. Okay, because there is a solution to this, and I just want him to fully open to go, I get a yes on the surgery in February, that feels very good to me, but I just want to line him up with, because they're showing me something else.
That's
so I don't
okay.
know if this
I'm
is like
sure.
physical therapy or if this is like a thing you have to wear. I don't know what this is,
no,
but there's like a follow-up
I don't know that
thing.
That, yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Because he's having
again.
Hardware removed from a previous jaw surgery
okay.
that has
so
that's caused
away.
An infection. And
okay,
then he's also having – sorry?
Like I said, I just said file it away and go, there's going to be – there's not – this isn't the end is what I'm trying to say to you, unfortunately.
Mm.
There's something else, but it's a solution. Okay.
Should we be moving the surgery and not
no,
doing
the surgery
is
good. Do the surgery. The surgery I get a yes on. Everything's lined up there. But
okay.
there's just something on this path. Hold on. Can you give me your son's birthday, just the month and the day again? I just want to tune to him instead of you.
Yeah. No, November 29th.
Okay. Yeah. He just really doesn't believe 100% that he's going to heal from this. He's more balanced
okay, so,
around it. It's a lot better.
Right. Well, so,
he just,
well that,
still,
that's the thing that – should we move it later
no,
to the spring
no.
to give him more time?
No, he needs this. He needs this to help him get hope. There's going to be
– okay.
I don't know if this makes any sense, okay, but this is – it's almost like when they go in there, they're going to go, oh, here's the problem. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's going to be an awareness and something else. Okay? They're just showing me a follow-up something after this surgery. That's
okay.
Positive.
Would it be another?
Moving in the right direction. You know when
is,
like.
Is it going to require another surgery?
No. It's
okay.
something like it's weird. Again, I'm not medical, and so I'm trying to give it. The energy they're giving me is almost like. You know when you have, like, braces and you have to wear headgear or something when you sleep
yeah.
or whatever? It's that kind of a thing. It's something like, hey, this will help. You know, it's something weird like that, like a physical therapy. They're giving me that vibe. I don't know what this is because I don't know
and
anything about
and the surgeon is going to know this. The surgeon doing
yes.
the surgery
yes.
is going to know
yes.
it.
Yes. That's
okay.
what I'm feeling
he's...
around it. But he's still – okay, so what I want you to do for your son is I want you to lean him, just lean him – towards hope. He's just got to lean towards hope.
Towards hope?
You know, yes. So what you need to do is really get into your knowing that there's a solution.
Yeah.
You're knowing that he's on the path because that's your influence. But if you're in doubt and you're in fear, that's not helping him, and you are.
Yeah, I've fallen into that a little bit in the last like week or so, but I'm aware of it, and so I actually believe we were guided to this particular surgeon because he's not only a jaw surgeon, he's also a plastic surgeon. So he's and there's only a handful of these in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think
he definitely feels like the right person. I got a strong yes on the surgery, on the doctor. It's all lined up to do well. It's interesting.
He was also going to have a sinus cleaning out, a balloon sinuploplasty at the same time Is that?
I get a yes on
a go?
That as well. Yes,
okay,
I get
it'll
a yes
help
on
him.
That as well. This is all going to open up this energy. But what's really needs to open up is this belief of how restricted he is. Again, we talked about this restriction energy. This is a reinvention year. So this is a great opportunity for him to go, what's the story? I'm in pain. It's not working. Blah, 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 blah. And what is this story made me know I want? What do I want to really create this year? He's a very intuitive child. Okay. He's stubborn, but he's intuitive. And
he is.
So I really want him to tune to the higher truth. And I kind of want to get my hands on him a little bit because he has the toolbox. He's not using it. And the jaw is this manifestation of his restriction of who he really is.
Okay.
There's something
because I think
about
this doctor can really help him, like, and even maybe make some improvements.
I get a yes on that, but I want all the way solution. You know, I want it all the way. Yeah. But there's something. It's like he has a shame that he's holding, a shame.
Hmm.
And it's like, you know, and it's so not logical, but. It's like no one else would know this, but I feel shame inside of him. Like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I'm broken. You know, everybody else, you know, I get it. Yeah, I totally understand. It's very addict personality type, you know. And what I find with addict personality type is that they are master creators, but they're master destroyers also. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you can burn it off the ground or build a castle, you know? And I really want him to know that he has incredible beauty and intuition and unbelievable instrument. And the blocking of the flow of it is what is causing this jaw because he's not like everybody else.
Right.
You know,
no, he's very artistic too. He's
very creative,
artistic.
Very free spirit, but he feels restricted. Yeah, he's not allowing himself to be the free spirit he is. He's very freedom seeking, and that's what the jaw is. So if you can help tune him to his freedom and really go,
okay,
this is the right thing. I talked to him too, this absolutely is the right story. Well, you're walking in the right direction. This will be solved. Okay, I don't see him with the same issue this time next year, you know.
Okay.
I feel like they're showing me the holidays next year, a new freedom for him. So it is going to be a year process of like recovery, if that makes sense. But they're showing me recovery, not stagnant, which is where he's been.
Okay. But it won't be additional surgery after this.
No. It's almost like I said, it's more like a physical therapy feeling I'm getting.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
A massage or something to wear or something. I'm not sure what this is.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Charlene. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
Thanks. Happy New Year. Next I have 719. Hello.
Nadia, it's Bridget. Happy New Year.
Hey, Bridget. Nice to talk to you again. Happy New Year.
I know, twice in 1 week. So why I came on is twofold, because, A, I like talking with you. but also, I just had a great private with you, and I know that you have a special, so I just want to do a shout-out. We covered so much in 30 minutes.
Thank you.
So
we do a lot in 30 minutes.
So anybody who might be thinking about it and has never done it, it's a great gift to yourself.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're so sweet. Well, I want to tell you, do you want to hear what's going on?
Sure.
For you? Okay, so it's really interesting because the first thing they show me is that you are very much more standing in your power and your strength, which I love, love, love.
Great.
What they still want you to open to, again, they're giving me this really strong love energy. So for you, it is that feeling of opening to love in a massive way. Like really going,
okay.
I want to love my life. I love money. I love the flow. I love knowing my inner being is there for me. So it's almost like a gratitude, but you're activating it with love instead of the thankful and grateful.
Got it. Okay.
Because you're right there, sweetie. You're ready to tip over that mountain, you know? And you don't need to go out and get it. You know, you just need to, like, this is the theme for people today, is like opening to that powerful place of going, it's coming and I know it because I can feel it because
yep.
I feel good.
Yep.
Does that make sense for you?
It does. Thank you.
Okay.
And just a request for your
sure.
community, please.
Sure.
I'm in Colorado. And, you know, we just had the big fires a couple days
yes,
ago. And
yes,
we're
yes.
so dry. So send the love for moisture.
We're sending some
snow.
Rain. Yeah, you know, and this is a great one. There's a great Abraham Hicks that I absolutely love. And it talks about manifesting the rain. You know, in California, we've obviously struggled with the fires. And we've had nonstop
exactly.
rain. Nonstop rain. And so we were like, I want you to go, what do I love about the rain? I love that it hydrates the trees. I love the way the ground gets wet, all the animals.
Yep.
Start really activating that rain energy and the nutrients that it gives the world, the flow again. So we're talking about water and earth again, right? So really bringing,
exactly.
calling in that water, that power of that beautiful water to balance out the heat.
We're the you know, the watershed for the Colorado River, which goes all the way to California. So
yes, yes.
Everybody benefits. It's not
That's
just
right.
our state.
That's yeah. right. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But really activate
Thank
that.
You.
Remember how powerful you are. Okay, because everyone's
yep.
asking for it. So if you tune to that higher energy, you can really influence.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, next I have 347.
For one.
Hello?
Okay. It is one help.
Hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Wait, is this Nadia?
Oh, girl!
Kita,
how are you? I love your beautiful voice.
Happy New Year, Nadia.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. Happy New Year. How can I help you today? How's it going?
Believe it or not. I'm in the doctor's office, and I may have broken my toe.
What? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I know. So I don't know. I was getting an iPhone delivery, and I didn't want to miss the call, and I, like, took off running when my phone rung, and my foot got caught in a bag.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I went
Girl.
Yes.
You know what I love
yes.
about you, though? You're bringing humor to this situation. This is going to be a
yeah.
conversation starter for you. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on, girl. Let's see what's going on.
Sure.
With you. Let me see. Let's see, Keisha. All righty. Here we go. All right, girl. I need you. I love you. You know that. I love
mm-hmm.
your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You've been lazy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You've been lazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I give it to you real.
Mm-hmm.
You want these things. You're so sweet and such a light. Like when I tell you, I can't even tell you how many people are like, I love her. Like I haven't met her, but I love her. Like every time they listen, they love your energy. They're showing me actually a much easier time for you this year. They're showing me that this, you know, like they give me this energy of like the storm in the past, and they're showing me a lot of wishes fulfilled. Like things that you wanted are ready to come in for you. All you got to do, Mama, is go, okay, so they're showing me there's a reason this foot thing is happening, that you're not going to know
okay.
it right now, but there's actually a positive reason. Not sure what this is. Okay.
Okay, because I don't know. You know what? I was watching Sex in the City, and Carrie had got hurt. Yeah, Carrie got hurt, or so had a back surgery. Then she went to the doctor, and her friends were, like, supporting her or something like that. And then my friend posted on Facebook that she hurt her knee running to catch the lasagna. And I put a thing. I said, I said, forget the lasagna, save your knee. And here I go, falling.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. But there's this sense of it's forcing you to sort of pay attention to yourself. But there's another, they're showing me like it's going to bring up a conversation or you're going to meet someone, you're going to talk about it because you're going to have to wear something on your foot. You're not
going
to be able to wear
shoes. She just,
She
literally just put it on my foot.
Yeah. Because they're showing me it like a conversation starter. Like it's going to start a, it's going to force you to talk to people.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you go somewhere,
yeah.
You're going to have to ask for help. You're going to have to
reach
out.
Okay. You know what? Remember, I feel shame when I ask for help. So this may,
right.
Okay.
It's making you go, I'm sorry, can you get the door for me? I'm sorry, can you help me? And can you help me with this chair? And it's going to force you to talk to people. And this is what you need to do, girl. It's time to get out there.
I do. I need to talk to people. You know what? When it happened, I was actually also thinking about, because I want to do some career stuff, and I want to get into, like, candles,
okay.
body butters, that type of stuff.
Oh, I love it.
But
yeah.
I also was thinking, I do, but I was also thinking about doing my food stuff, but I don't really know how to get that to, say, ship it and get it to consumers. I don't know, say, the whole process of that.
Right.
And then that's when the phone rang, and I went taking off running. So I was wondering, am I thinking about doing too much at the same time?
Well, I think
like
what happens with you, sweetheart, is when you have an idea, it's great. You're channeling an idea. But sometimes it's not
mm-hmm.
time to move on that idea. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So sometimes, like, I have
yeah.
an idea for a book that I started writing, but sometimes it's not the right time. And so what I want you to get, first of all, they're showing me a man this year. I just want to tell you. They brought it in very strong.
Thank you. They're showing me a man this year, girl.
I like this. And part of this thing is part of you opening to the man is really opening to your community, to that community where you live now, really opening to your people,
yeah.
sweetheart. You are the most easy person to love. Like, you're so easy to love.
Girl. I am.
You've got
to
put yourself out there.
I say hi to people. I don't know. I think it's the neighborhood. Like, they're not as friendly as where I lived before.
No, like, sure. But what I want you to do is when you open your energy, the right people come, and this
mm-hmm.
is the year to do that, sweetie. This is the year of twos.
Okay.
So this is the year to bring
okay.
in a friend and the man and all
yeah.
this. But it's really opening
both.
That community.
I want both.
And so for the career, I would get clear mm-hmm. on, just like I was talking about earlier with Phyllis, it's like I want to love what I'm doing every day. I want to give gifts to people. I want to be
yeah.
an uplifter.
Yeah.
God's source, show me the way there. I want you to get into the
yeah.
show me energy instead of what do I got to do to make it happen? No, show me and
okay.
I'll do it. Bring me my people.
Okay.
I want you to do that work today. Okay?
I'm doing it. I am. I definitely will do it. Thank you so much, Nadia. Have a
you
beautiful, blessed
you.
Year. I want to wish you success and wealth.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
You're so sweet.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. You guys are the cutest. Guys, thank you so much. I will be live next month on my show. I believe it's like February the 4th or something. I don't even know. But, guys, if you want to do it, your own personal 30-minute year-ahead reading, I'm doing them for $100. Go ahead and email me, nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. It's only for the month of January. And then we're going to get this party started in February, you guys. So much love. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. Guys, if you want to listen to the podcast I did, also talking about the year ahead, it is you equals me. Also, the link is on my website. So, guys, happy new year. Welcome to 2022. Let's have a great year.